Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, September 29th. Elon Musk says that Tesla's Cybertruck is going to be waterproof enough to cross rivers and serve as a boat for a short period of time. Yep, that's what he said. Musk added that the goal is for the Cybertruck to be able to cross the water between SpaceX's Starbase and South Padre Island in Texas, about 1,100 feet of a distance. So with the Cybertruck being waterproof enough, and I guess light enough to float, the propulsion from the wheels would be enough to get some sort of movement in slow and calm water. I suppose we're really kind of going out on a limb trying to justify what is being said. Those excited to use the truck off-road may also be excited to take it off land, it seems. This isn't the first time that Musk has talked about vehicles being able to be used as a boat. A few years ago, he said that the Model S could almost be used as a boat after a Tesla Model S was spotted driving or perhaps swimming through a flooded tunnel, although the CEO did say at the time that he didn't recommend it. We'll have to wait and see just how durable the truck becomes in the water. A Tesla employee was reportedly hit by a car in a bizarre incident at a supercharger station in Austin, Texas. The Austin Police Department have put photos of the suspect and are asking for anyone to identify the man. They wrote, quote, "The preliminary investigation shows that before the disturbance, the man parked his non-Tesla vehicle in one of the charging spots. After entering a restricted area at the supercharger station, the man began to urinate and argue with the Tesla employee. Then the man hit the Tesla employee with his car before leaving the scene." Now, unfortunately, this is not the first time that we have heard people have made a seemingly moral protest over an electric car charging spot. The way I see it, this behavior will be an embarrassing note in EV history, looking back at a time when people believed that someone's choice of a car was a declaration of a political tribe or belief system. For heaven's sakes, it's a car. Nobody cares what your vacuum is, so I don't know why they care about a car. Elon Musk has set expectations for Tesla's AI Day number 2, which is tomorrow. We now know that it's going to feature lots of technical detail and cool hardware demos. Despite the fact that Musk has been pushing the company at large to develop a working prototype of the Tesla robot, he did also reiterate that the event will mainly be for recruitment. He said the information will be highly technical, undoubtedly referring to the new computing ground that has been covered by the ground-up mega computer called Dojo. This machine that Tesla has built is unprecedented in terms of scale, and Tesla wound up making their own hardware to power its processes. At Electrek, we look forward to glazing our eyes at the torrent of hyper-specialized information from the presentations. Elon Musk reported yesterday that Hawaii received 2 shipments, their last shipment of coal for producing power, and also a system of Tesla Megapacks. Hawaii aims to be 100% green energy by the year 2045 and already has the highest amount of solar capacity deployment per capita. And Tesla is now deploying megapacks at a new energy storage project that will replace Hawaii's last remaining coal plant. Once completed, the Kapolei Energy facility will become one of the largest battery systems in the world, with a capacity of 185 megawatts or 565 megawatt hours. At full size, it will have 158 Tesla megapacks. It looks like Tesla and its partners have some pressure to finish the project, since the coal plant is apparently going to start burning their last supply. Tesla has announced that Joseph Gebbia Jr. has joined its board of directors. Gebbia is best known as one of the co-founders of Airbnb. Tesla confirmed in an SEC filing, quote, "On and effective as of September 25th, 2022, Joseph Gebbia was appointed to serve as a member of the board of directors, the board, of Tesla Incorporated, Tesla." Now, the company did note that he hasn't been appointed to any committee on the board and that he declined to be compensated until the end of the year at earliest. Gebbia doesn't have any known relationship with Tesla or with Elon Musk. Earlier this year, Tesla announced that the billionaire Larry Ellison was leaving the board of directors, a man who historically was in favor of Elon Musk's decisions. As far as we know, the two companies also have only an introductory relationship. Tesla has previously partnered with Airbnb to install charging station at hosts' homes. But that's about it. After the historic public listing of Volkswagen sports performance brand Porsche, the automaker's chief financial officer says that Volkswagen is ready and well-funded to execute its EV strategy. He also mentions the possibility of listing its battery unit, which is called PowerCo. Now, Porsche made its highly anticipated public trading debut Thursday on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, hitting the top end of VW's guidance at around $73 billion in value, while receiving around 9.6 billion euros in proceeds. The proceeds from the Porsche listing will give Volkswagen the ability to invest back into the company, accelerating the electric vehicle production. In particular, Volkswagen looks to establish a fully integrated value chain, complete with electric vehicles, batteries, battery cells, raw materials, and equipment. Volkswagen CFO shut down rumors of the automaker listing another premium division called Audi, but instead he did hint that PowerCo could be in the works with an IPO. To catch you up to speed, PowerCo is a 100% owned Volkswagen subsidiary created in July to take on the automaker's battery operations. According to Volkswagen, the battery unit has potential to produce up to 20 billion euros in revenue annually. All right, here comes my unfiltered opinion on the Cybertruck, and will it really travel on top of water? And is that what we want? This is actually quite a funny thing to think about. It would be really handy when going out in the bush somewhere, making a reality the dreams of car commercials where they show a car driving through a deep trench and all the water splashing up. But if Tesla sells a vehicle and showcases the ability to drive across large rivers, I really worry about what message this would send in advertising and how people will use the car. Water is a merciless killer, and even small rivers operate by their own rules and sometimes unpredictable mood swings. Many people have criticized Tesla for being a California company, and some take it a step further by saying that the Cybertruck is a computer geek's version of a useful truck. Now, with those California leanings in mind, and also combined with the sheer vastness of the amount of reservations that Tesla has for this vehicle, it could lead us to speculate that someone could die trying to use the Cybertruck as a seaworthy vessel where it really wouldn't belong. I realize that foolish people will win their Darwin Award no matter what. However, consider autopilot. For years, reports have come in of people literally asleep at the wheel while using the autopilot feature. Some people have actually died while using the software, and some people are attempting fate themselves by literally climbing out of the driver's seat. With this kind of behavior on the roads, I would really hate to have this magnified by something happening on the water. But of course, this is honestly a silly thing to consider. I really don't think it would ever get to this point. Cars driving into or on top of the water may be possible, but to make them practical or even legal, that would be two very significant barriers to overcome before anyone puts their life at risk. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Robert Algier says, "The cartoon showing the beaker's contents not sloshing during braking intrigues me too. The derivative of acceleration with respect to time is called jerk or jolt, and the equation for this can be set equal to zero during design, and has, reportedly, been done by the Japanese for their Shinkansen bullet trains. Acceleration and deceleration actually are not really noticeable. And maybe this is the secret to the non-sloshing bowl of liquid." That's a very interesting addition, Robert. I did not realize the Japanese train probably has similar tech on it, but it totally makes sense. I just assume that the bullet trains slow down over a great deal of time, same with acceleration, and they just kind of let friction take the brunt of it. But if that is the case, then that's really cool. It gives me something to consider. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.